The state of New York is spending $1 billion in the city of Buffalo and surrounding areas. The economy there is just now starting to grow after half a century of decline. Supporters of the Buffalo Billion, as the plan is known, are calling it a possible national model for struggling cities. But other people say it's an expensive and risky way to create jobs. NPR's Joel Rose reports from Buffalo.
Fully half of the Buffalo Billion is going to one place. It's billed as the largest solar panel factory in the Western Hemisphere, rising on the site of a demolished steel plant in South Buffalo.
So is there actually a factory on this scale doing this anywhere in the country?
Maybe there's some that are 50% bigger in China, but there's nothing nearly this big in the U.S.
That's Steve James of Solar City, the company that will lease the finished factory from the state. It looks like a bunch of empty big box stores squeezed together. Until now, Solar City bought all its panels from China. But James says that will change when this factory opens late next year.
You know, we really sharpened our pencil and made sure that every aspect of, you know, the whole supply chain is low enough cost to be very competitive globally.
New York State is betting that James is right, and that Solar City is going to turn Buffalo and Western New York into a hub for advanced manufacturing and renewable energy. The state is funneling cash and tax incentives into those industries and more, with the goal of jump-starting the modest turnaround that's already happening here. Real estate prices are going up, millennials are moving into the city, and for the first time in years, giant construction cranes are rising into the sky.
The outlook for Buffalo is a lot different than it was 5 years ago.
Howard Zemsky is a local real estate developer and the president of Empire State Development, the state agency that's in charge of the Buffalo Billion. We're standing on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus near downtown, between a brand new medical building and another one that's still under construction, thanks in part to millions of dollars from the Buffalo Billion.
For a town that would have been easy to bet against after 40 years of decline, I think it's had a huge impact on Buffalo and Western New York.
But to skeptics, it's a risky bet.
It better pan out. If it doesn't, boy, that's a lot of money that didn't work.
Jim Allen is an economic development expert in Buffalo's largest suburb, Amherst. He wishes more of that money was going to help startup companies get off the ground.
If you look at Silicon Valley, you look at Austin, you look at Research Triangle, they grew organically. We're trying to do something that's never truly worked, which is try to lure a company in that's so wonderful that it's going to attract new other companies to the area.
But New York State is betting on a company that has so far had trouble turning a profit. And Wall Street is nervous about what happens to Solar City when the federal tax credit for consumers to buy solar panels expires next year. But Howard Zemsky of Empire State Development defends the state's investment.
You know, people will say, well, what happens if things don't work out for Solar City? Well, we own all the equipment, we own the facility, which is really where most of that money goes to. So, I mean, in the worst case scenario, the state is left with an amazing asset.
There are also questions about how the contracts for these huge construction projects were handed out. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara reportedly issued subpoenas about those contracts earlier this year. That inquiry added to concerns that the state's investment won't be shared equally with everyone in Buffalo.
It's a billion, but for whom?
Charlie Fisher is a former Buffalo City Councilman and a community leader on the city's east side, which is largely African-American and low income. Fisher wants to make sure everyone in the city has a shot at the new jobs.
It could be that $1 billion could come here, and if we're not careful, the disparities won't change.
The Buffalo Billion does include more than $30 million for job training, and Solar City VP Steve James says the company will need to hire a lot of different skill sets.
Everything from people right out of high school, two-year degrees, four-year degrees, PhDs. There'll be a few people like me that are coming in from the outside because we don't have the experience here, but almost everyone is going to be local.
Solar City has committed to hiring 500 people in the factory and a total of 5,000 in the state. But the folks who live near the factory in South Buffalo are skeptical.
They're going to hire top-notch people. They're not just going to hire people off the street for anything. That's my opinion.
Jack Sengbush has been living in South Buffalo since there was a working steel plant on the Solar City site.
Back in the day, yeah, most of the people lived in South Buffalo that worked in this place. Businesses were going, nothing was shut down. Now you look at it today, it looks like a ghost town.
Sengbush says the solar panel factory is a good place to start, but it's going to take a lot more to replace what South Buffalo and the rest of the city have lost. Joel Rose, NPR News, Buffalo.